The Jade Stone. Long ago in China lived a stone carver named Chan Lo. Chan Lo spent his days carving birds and deer and water buffaloes on colored stones he found near the river. "How do you know what to carve?" his young apprentice asked. "Well, I always listen to the stone," replied Chan Lo. "The stone tells me what it wants to be." People came from far away to buy Chan Lo's carving, and so it happened that the great emperor of China was given a perfect piece of green jade stone. One of his advisers in the celestial palace thought of Chan Lo. The humble stone carver was brought before the great emperor of all of China. Chan Lo, of course, bowed deeply. "I want you to carve a dragon," the emperor commanded. "A dragon of wind and fire." "I will do my best to please you," Chan Lo answered. The emperor's men carried the precious stone to Chan Lo's garden. Here, Chan Lo had never seen such a perfect piece of jade. He spoke to the stone. "Here I stand, O noble stone, to carve a creature of your own. Whisper signs and sounds from rock that I, your servant, may unlock." Chan Lo bent down and put his ear to the stone. From deep inside came a gentle sound. Pata, pata, it went. Pata, pata. Chan Lo wondered, do dragons make that sound? That evening, Chan Lo ate his rice cake and thought about dragons. In his dreams, he heard pata, pata again. The next morning, Chan Lo went to his garden. The stone was a beautiful spring water green in the morning light. "Here I stand, O noble stone, to carve a creature of your own. Whisper signs and sounds from rock that I, your servant, may unlock." Chan Lo put his ear to the stone. Softly, a sound came. He heard. "Do dragons make that sound?" Chan Lo asked himself. His heart grew heavy, for he had not heard the emperor's dragon. That evening, when Chan Lo ate his rice and sipped his tea, he tried to think again about dragons. In the middle of the night, Chan Lo awoke. He walked into the moonlight garden. In the moonlit garden, sorry. The stone shone silvery green in the moonlight. He would listen one more time. "Here I stand, O noble stone, to carve a creature of your own. Whisper signs and sounds from rock that I, your servant, may unlock." He put his ear to the stone. Silence. Chan Lo ran his hand over the jade. His fingers felt a tiny ridge. Sa, 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 went his fingers over the stone. Chan Lo recognized these as scales, but those delicate ridges were not dragon scales. He could not carve what he did not hear within the stone. But he was afraid to disobey the emperor. Yet he worked slowly and carefully for a year and a day. Finally, his carving was complete. Early in the morning, before the birds were awake, and he set out for the celestial palace. He placed the great stone on the table at the center of the room. Soon, the emperor's advisers came to see the stone. "It's not a dragon," whispered the first advisor. "It's not a dragon," exclaimed the second advisor. "It's not a dragon," shouted the third. Then the emperor was carried into the great hall. "Show me my dragon of wind and fire," the emperor ordered. The advisors whisked the cloth away. "This is not my dragon," the emperor roared, his eyes dark with anger, his voice rolling like thunder. "Punish him! Punish him!" the advisors chanted. "Oh, mighty emperor, There is no dragon of wind and fire, Chanlo said, his knees shaking like ginkgo leaves in the wind. I did not hear it. I heard these three carp fish swimming playfully in the reeds in the pool of the Celestial Palace. Hear it? You didn't hear my dragon? The Emperor's word burned Chanlo's ears. Take him away. Chanlo was lifted by two palace guards, then dragged down many flights of stairs and thrown into a dark prison cell. The Emperor ordered that the Jade Stone be removed from the Celestial Palace and put near the reed of the reflecting pool in the garden. We should chop off his head, said the first advisor to the Emperor. We should boil him in oil, said the second. Cut him into 1,000 pieces, said the third advisor. But the Emperor, who was so angry, could not decide. I will let my dreams decide, said the Emperor. That night, the Emperor dreamed of a fish playfully slapping their tails in green water. Pta, pta. In the morning, the Emperor said, my dreams have not yet decided on a punishment. But the next night, the Emperor dreamed of a fish gliding smoothly through the clear water. In the morning, the Emperor said to his advisors, my dreams have not still decided. And on the third night, the Emperor did not dream. He woke in the darkest hours of the night, and a strange sound filled the room. Sa, sa, sa. The Emperor got out of bed and toward the sound. He hurried down the corridors and out into the moonlit garden. There, by the reflecting pool, the stone carver's apprentice was running his fingers down the scale of a carp fish. Sa, sa, sa. The Emperor sat near the pool, gazing at the jade stone, until his advisers found him at sunrise. Bring Chanlo before me, he said to his advisers. Chanlo bowed deeply before the great Emperor, and he was ready to receive his terrible punishment. Oh, you have disobeyed me, Chanlo, but you are a brave man to defy the great Emperor of all of China, he said. You have carved the creature that was in the stone. I, too, have heard it. These carp fish are dearer to me than any dragon. What reward would you have? Chanlo bowed lower still. Oh, great Emperor, your happiness is my reward. I wish only to return to my village and carve what I hear in the stone. You will carve what you hear, said the Emperor. And you will return to your village, but in a way befitting the master carver of the great Emperor of China.